Welcome to the Everyday Companion Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Rockwell. I'm still recovering from the two-show run up in Winter Park, Colorado last weekend for my birthday. Had a great time. Quick shout-out to all my friends and family who made the trip enjoyable and made the condo hospitable. Thank you, everyone, for making it a very memorable birthday. I really appreciate that. What we're going to be bringing you here this week will be some highlights from March 1995. We'll start off with Ann Arbor on March 24th. The beginning of 1995 marks a really creative period for the band. They were looking through what they had played in the past to figure out what originals and what covers they could kind of bring back from their old repertoire. And they also debuted a lot of new songs, including Burnt Baseless, Sleeping Man, Gradle, One by One. There's a lot of songs there that still exist in the repertoire today. So in any case, without further ado, here we are in Ann Arbor, Michigan, opening up the first set.
Good evening, Ann Arbor. How are you guys doing tonight? I'd like to thank our friends at the Jekko Pierce Band for getting things started tonight. Are you ready to party some more? All the way from Athens, GA is Capricorn recording artist, Widespread Panic!
Thank you. Says God. Small little wagon bone, and it's the one that lives in a fool. Rendezvous to take you to a lover who was there. Let's get the show on the road, babe. It seems so easy to say I knew you well. I'd rather have known you long time. Now, oh, just remember they told you. Oh, so goes on.
is for sale, and it's all you can afford. And by your own admissions, the whole thing's got you bored. And the Lord uses the good ones, and the bad ones use the Lord.
Just listening to some selections from March 25th, 1995 in East Lansing, Michigan. We started something off with C. Brown from the first set, and then skipped over to the second set and brought you Barstools into Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again into Barstools. And then, of course, the encore, Let's Get the Show on the Road. This evening was probably one of the more bizarre evenings of panic I've ever seen or witnessed. Where do I start? There was a drama production happening in the same building at the same time Widespread Panic was playing there. It was in the basement of the venue. So anytime you went to the bathroom or to get a drink of water, there was no vending, no sodas or beers or anything like that, only drinking fountains. Anytime you went to go into the basement to do that, you would get shushed by the staff who was guarding this drama production in the basement. So the ceiling tiles are rattling with Dave School's bass, and we're being told to be quiet as we walk down the stairs. It was hilarious, to say the least. This was also the evening where we had a security guard in a black satin jacket pull a gun on us and threaten to throw us out of the venue. What a memorable night, and some great highlights. I really wish I would have had about 4 hours to bring you highlights from this Midwestern swing. There's so many great moments that I really probably could spend several podcasts on this, and I undoubtedly will hear from some of my friends who went on this tour, who will chastise me for not bringing a highlight that was obvious. These were just the ones that came to me off the top of my head, so I apologize if I missed something good. And thanks again for listening to the Everyday Companion podcast. It'll be my pleasure to be here again next week to bring you some more selections from my archive of live Widespread Panic.